All right, we're going to have to start our meeting. You're not in this. Call this meeting to order. It is 5:45. Call this meeting to order for Joint Committee, Health, Education, Welfare, Land, Natural Resources, Cultivation, Cultural Preservation, November 14th, 2017. Invocation, I'd like to ask Rufus if you would offer that for us.
Father God, we thank you for who you are and for what you are, Lord, and we ask that you continue to bless the election, Lord, bless the lady of this nation. And Lord, just give them the wisdom. Give us wisdom, Lord, to make decisions on behalf of our citizens, Lord. And Lord, we ask a prayer for those who that may be sick, and Lord, one for those who may have lost life. Lord, just speak with us throughout the evening, Lord. These things are in your name.
Amen. Thank you. Next we have is a roll call.
Ruthen Scott.
Here.
Dodie Barnett.
Present.
Joyce Deere.
Present.
James Jennings.
Here.
Johnny Green.
Present.
Del Beaver.
Here.
Mitch Jack. Daryl Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Present.
Thomas Shahola. Chairman, I have 8 present, 2 absent.
8 present, 2 absent constitutes a quorum, and any business conducted this evening will be official. Next we have is approval of minutes for October 17, 2017. Give committee time to review and ask for a motion. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, motion to approve October 17 minutes with any changes necessary.
Motion been made by Representative Rufus Scott to approve the minutes. Any necessary changes? I hear a second.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Johnny Green. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those minutes have been approved. Next, have order of business. NCA 17-209. A law of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation for the Muscogee Creek Nation Community Research and Development Department to provide necessary maintenance and repairs to the nation's chartered community buildings. Sponsors, Del Beaver.
Chairman, I make a motion to do pass.
Motion for due pass by Del Beaver.
Second.
Seconded by James Jennings. Discussion? Yes, Del.
Yes, Chair. I have to come up. Okay. CRD.
Oh, was that?
Podium.
Yeah, podium be fine.
No, I got moved.
Oh.
Good evening, everybody.
Evening.
Necessary repairs to the buildings.
Okay, any questions? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there a list, a priority list of what needs to be done in the next fiscal year?
Well, I do have a priority list for buildings, but on maintenance and repair is sort of whatever breaks, you know, or whatever's happening at that time, at this time.
Okay. And so we just went through budget. What, I mean, why was this not asked for in the budget?
We've got a supplemental appropriation, I think it was in 2015, and that supplemental budget is still ongoing. I have about 10,000 maybe left in that budget, and there's a need for a lot of repairs and maintenance to the community buildings, and so I didn't add that, all of that cost into my budget. So that's why I'm seeking to replenish this budget right now.
I mean, obviously we need to keep the buildings in good repair. It's not that I'm opposed to maintaining buildings, but I mean, just a couple months ago, we were going through budget process, and so we announced the nation, oh, we're on the budget, but then you come back with supplementals. I don't see that as being in the budget. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Yes, Dale.
Ms. Billy, how is this, who's actually going to do the work? Is it GSA or?
If it's an AC unit or a furnace, probably a HVAC person, because I don't think we have really anyone on staff with facilities that is licensed to do this type of work. We have people on staff that know a little bit about the HVAC process, but no one that really actually is licensed to do it.
Will the Tropic Construction be involved at all?
Yes, we'll work with Tropic Construction on any kind of maintenance and repairs, but as far as HVAC units, I don't think they're really involved in that, or hot water tanks, or any other thing that might go wrong. But yes, I will be working with them a lot in this process.
Because if, like, say if Tropic Construction is involved and they have to perform any work on a community, would they be able to charge back on this account?
I think what they would do is find the people to do the work, and then we would pay that person.
Oh, that's okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair.
For that company.
All right, thank you. Any other? Yes, James.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mine's not a question, but just a comment that the funding that was there previously was used on projects like Cromwell, the wall, that was retaining wall over there, and then part of it was used at Shakota on the basement project, and it's money like that. So GSA can't do, and then we were involved with the force account, but I don't think we're going to use them anymore.
No, sir.
They were a little pricey for some of the projects. Thank you.
At Shakota, for the basement sealant, that basement had to be sealed before they could do any kind of renovation to that project. And so we did spend like $44,000 on $44,000 on that project. And the retaining wall at Cromwell, we spent another $44,000 on that project. And I have a list of Ofusky. We spent $17,000 for Ofusky. They needed a well for the garden, to expand their garden, and we did a well for them. And at Yardika, we have a lot of renovations done in there, but then it flooded, so insurance took care of renovations again for them. And a lot of work that GSA can't get to, or facilities can't get to, or, for whatever reason, we do have a maintenance crew in my department that does a lot of the work. So well.
Any other questions?
And just another thing. Oklahoma City had 20 gas leaks in their building. And they had them repaired. And so they sent me the bill. So I'll be paying for it out of the supplemental budget from 2015. Some of those items, they don't think it's their responsibility, and it is the nation's buildings, and the nation is responsible under Title 11 to take care of those items. So.
All right. Any more comments or questions? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Dodie Burnett?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 7 in favor, 0 against.
7 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item we have is NSA 17-210. A law of Muscogee Creek Nation amending 17-019, a law of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation to the Division of Agriculture and Natural Resources in order to help establish and fund a tribal storm shelter program. The sponsor is Rufus Scott.
Mr. Chairman, motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Rufus Scott. Seconded by Dodie Barnett. Discussion.
I thought Ms. Hotbed was going to be here tonight, but she's not. So this is just a appropriation of $10,000 for next year for the storm shelter.
So, yes, Chief. Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Del Beaver?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 7 in favor, 0 against.
7 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next item. Previous legislation would be forwarded to BF&J for a funding source. Is that what you said?
No, we need a funding source.
Oh, we need a funding source identified, excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, it will be interest on the permanent fund.
Interest on permanent fund, okay. Thank you. Back to order of business, NCA 17-211. A law of Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing an appropriation to the Division of Agriculture and Natural Resources in order to fund appurtenances for the Tribal Storm Shelter Program. Sponsor is Rufus Scott.
Mr. Chairman, motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Rufus Scott.
Second
by Dodie Barnett. Discussion.
Mr. Chairman, this $6,000 is for additional inflation acquisition expenses for the ones that, acquisition expenses for the awarding to a special needs.
All right, Speaker.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. This was brought up first by Representative Randolph, brought to my attention. He brought it to Ms. Hotbed that there's a special needs, like Representative Scott said. One citizen had two wheelchairs, so he needed wider storm shelter. Those are things that, you know, we didn't see when we passed this legislation. Also, they need to, with that being said, their wheelchair accessible at the upright storm shelter. So the paths before, they were initially language at the bottom of the application stated that the citizen would be responsible for the pad
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Any questions? No questions. Roll call vote.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Doe Beaver?
Yes.
Dodie Burnett?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Chairman, have 7 in favor, 0 against.
7 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Having a funding source identified for this? Interest on the permanent fund. Thank you. Next item we have is NCA 17-212, a law in the Schoolcraft Creek Nation authorizing a donation to the Yeager Cemetery Board. Sponsor is Rufus Scott.
Mr. Chairman, motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Rufus Scott. Seconded by Dodie Burnett. Discussion? Yes.
Mr. Chairman, we have Tony Weaver and some members from the Cemetery Board present for any questions.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have any questions? No questions from the committee? Roll call vote.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Doe Beaver?
Yes.
Dodie Burnett?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Chairman House, 7 in favor, 0 against.
7 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Ms. Rowe?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Interest on permanent fund. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next item we have is NCA 17-213, a law in the Schoolcraft Creek Nation repealing NCA 95-193 and an ordinance of the Schoolcraft Creek Nation to designate areas of tribal lands for tribal cemeteries. Sponsor is Thomas Yehola. We have a motion for due pass by Rufus Scott, seconded by James Jennings. Discussion?
Legislation wasn't involved in that, but I think I kind of understand where
Yes, James.
So I have a question, Keith. So there are two other 40-acre tracts that have been put in question for cemeteries. We're going to change that in the future.
I'm not knowledgeable about those other 20 acres that are in trust.
Any other questions from committee? No questions. Roll call vote.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Bill Beamer?
Yes.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
Johnny Green?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Chairman, I have 7 in favor, 0 against.
7 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Now we're down to other business. No other business. Any announcements? No announcements. And then we're down to our adjournment. And I'd like to ask Ms. Joyce Deere if you'd give us the benediction when service our adjournment.
Thank you.